Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the Players Place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Thursday. We'll wrap up the week tomorrow. Are we going to talk to Darren Smith? I know he was in Peru, but he's back now.
I think so.
We had a lot of SDFC news this week. We just talked to Mike Yvaras earlier in the show. If you missed that, make sure you check out our conversation with the head coach at SDFC. Lots to get to this hour, including a Rindle report. First, though, it is time to announce our biggest fan name of the morning. If you hear your name called in the next 10 minutes, you call us back at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends in one night.
20 nights.
In the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game. You just get the one night with 20 tickets. All of the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. This morning's biggest fan is Mary Wanser from Santee. Mary Wanser from Santee, you have 10 minutes to call us at 833-288-0973.
Mary wants her a sweet night, buddy.
She does. Yeah. She wants herself a sweet night. You can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Could have some big news today in baseball. The reporting is that it could be decision day for Kyle Tucker.
Why is today the day?
I don't know.
They're so sure that he's going to sign.
Today, this morning, was the Alex Bregman introductory news conference in Chicago for the Cubs. But the reporting from John Heyman and a couple of others is that maybe front offices were given word that Kyle's about to make his decision. They'll let you know. Going to have a phone call set up at some point today. But the thinking is, the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Mets, and the LA Dodgers are like the three main finalists, but there could be a surprise team or two out there.
I'm not
for Kyle
hold
Tucker's
my
services.
It's the San Diego Padres.
I am not either.
Wow. Okay. Blue Jays seems to be a good fit, right?
That would be a longer-term deal. The Mets would be the shorter-term, higher AAV deal, and I don't know, the Dodgers could be offering anything from 1 year, $90 million to 100 years at $1 million with $7 billion deferred.
Yeah, you just
have no idea what's coming down the pike, but could have some news on Kyle Tucker at some point.
And then how many of the top 10 will be remaining after that?
Not that many. Framber Valdez is definitely still
a big one
out there.
Yep.
And maybe one or two others, but he would be the biggest name, certainly on the pitching side, now that Ranger Suarez has signed with the Boston Red Sox.
That's my one that got away. It's a lot of money. I don't think the Padres could have swung it, but he's a good player.
There's Bassett really still out there, though. Zach Gallen is still out there.
Kyle Tucker.
Lucas Giolito.
Oh, Bo Bichette still out there as well.
Bo Bichette's top 10.
Dylan Cease is gone. Murakami's gone. Bregman's gone. Yeah. So, I mean, most big names are gone. Framber, as you mentioned, rumored two. A couple of Giants.
I heard a ton of Framber rumors.
Giants, Cubs, Orioles, all interested in Framber Valdez. Makes sense. Cody Bellinger, still out there as well. Schwarber's gone. Yep, and Ranger Suarez signed. That's the top 10 right there.
All right, Paulie, would you like to get us started with a Rindle report?
Oh, it's been so long.
Whoa.
I thought you had a new intro.
That's an old one.
Was that an old Rindle report intro?
It got booted from, that was like an old one.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I don't either.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
I didn't even sound like my kids anymore.
I know.
They're like, hey, Dad, welcome home.
So weird.
Can I get a oh yeah?
Paulie, before you get started, Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Mary, you made it. Congratulations. You're
well
on the air on 97.3 The Fan. You are the biggest fan this morning.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. Thank you. Thank you. I hope I win.
You're welcome.
You're in the drawing. Too. You are like in the drawing. Paul, you got her name, number. You're
yeah,
good to go.
All right,
Mary. You'll find out at the end of the contest if you're a grand prize winner. But thank you for listening to 97.3
yes,
The Fan.
Yes, yes. I love you guys. I met you all at the locker, a bunch of you.
Thank you so much. What a sweet angel. Right. I hope she wins, too.
My twin sister and I are going on that Chicago trip with you guys.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
All right. You're a winner already. See you in Chi-Town.
Thank you.
Love
Thank
it. Thank you.
Love you,
guys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I like her.
What a nice little lift of positivity on a Thursday.
Beautiful.
I loved it.
She seems fun. All right. We will get started here. Now, it's not very uncommon for quarterbacks to bounce around from team to team. We were talking about Josh Johnson, San Diego kid, the other day. He was playing at the Commanders regular season finale. I was looking at his resume. I'm like,
wait, for the San Diego Fleet?
He's been on like 20 different teams. College, not quite as many opportunities, but with NIL and the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah.
Got a story here about quarterback TJ Finley. He started out as a quarterback for LSU back in 2020, and he has just committed to his seventh school in 7 years.
Okay, there's something that's interesting.
That is a long time in a lot of different places.
So he started with you, Woods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started at LSU. Years. He was on that team with Joe Burrow, like one of the best college football teams.
Joe Burrow's ever. Been in the NFL.
He was on a college football team with Joe Burrow.
Yes. He then went to Auburn.
I feel like Joe Burrow's nearing retirement.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like he's quitting.
Yeah, seriously. After Auburn, he went to Texas State. After Texas State, it was Tulane, Western Kentucky, and Georgia State. And now he is signed with Incarnate Word, or University of the Incarnate Word.
Okay.
And that's where he will be the quarterback. Seven schools in 7 years.
That's not maybe what they had in mind. When it's, hey, we need to give these guys a little money for their name, image, and likeness. It's not what they had in mind, in my opinion. That being said, it's this guy's life. Do what he wants with it.
Do what you want.
You could go, I mean, there's in our business, there's radio salespeople that go from place to place. There's hosts that go from place to place to place to move and a year here, a year there. Always looking for the next big thing. But it was COVID kind of what threw a lot of this.
So, they gave everybody an extra year because of that.
But then they started milking.
And then you have your injury year, your redshirt year. And
you can play till you're 35.
Now it's just your I'm suing the NCAA year that you get at the end of your college football career. This guy's trajectory isn't exactly a rocket ship upward. When you start at LSU and then
he's more of a drill.
Seven steps later,
down. You're
an Incarnate Word. But
LSU to Incarnate Word.
That's
main campus in San Antonio.
Career. Guy wants to play. Wants to play. Got an opportunity to play. He's going to keep riding with it.
All right, that's it for the sports. That's kind of a sportsy story to wrap it up here. But it is a Throwback Thursday. I had one short clip for you guys. This was actually on this day 5 years ago. We must have been taking some phone calls. And I think we have a promo of some of this clip running. I hear it every once in a while. It always makes me laugh.
Me too.
Me three.
I'm, not really.
Not you so much, Woods. This was January 15th, 2021. I think we were just kind of getting back into the swing of things for the new year, touching base with our listeners, and we took this call.
I've been listening to you guys for the past 4 months. You guys are super rad. All the content you put out, Ben, Paul, Woody, you guys
I get it. I'm used to it then. Paul, the other guy.
Hey.
Just always an afterthought.
On your own show.
It's on my own show. My name's
Paul, and it's I got it. I love you guys. All the good stuff you do, Ben, Paul. And,
that was my favorite phone call of the year so far.
Woods, you're all right.
At first, I was thinking I'd make the joke. You know, kind of seeing where that direction of the phone call was going. I'm like, I'm gonna make a promo because it's gonna sound like every other promo on this station.
Yes.
And now I'm definitely gonna make a promo. Out of
Perfect.
That.
The other guy. Hey, Paul. Do you like me?
All the content you put out, Ben, Paul.
So good.
To be fair, he'd only been listening for 4 months.
It's true. It wasn't very memorable for him, apparently, but it's fine. The old afterthought. How did we get on the sidekick bit? Didn't you call me your sidekick or somebody called me your sidekick?
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me? I'm not his sidekick. We are equal billing here.
We really had no idea what to name the show at the beginning.
Yeah, we did. And in Woods.
Well, yes, but it could have been Woods in Bed.
No, I mean, there was no sound as good.
It's just how it kind of
it doesn't sound as
rolls
good.
Off the tongue.
It's Ben and Woods.
It's how it rolls off the tongue. Had it been Stephen and Higgins, it might have gone the other way, but just not as good.
We would have made it 3 months with Stephen and Higgins. Would have been horrible. Steve and Ben. No. Ben and Steve? Forget it. This is like a porn movie. Like, Ben and Steve sounds like a...
Ben and Steve in the morning.
It sounds so bad. I hate my name, by the way.
There really Steve was only is the one worst. Choice. So it's my middle name.
And
also.
Your dad's, my dad's name. I just don't like it. Don't like it. Steve. I actually prefer Steven over Steve.
It's Ben and Steve in the morning.
It's so stupid. Steve has a... very thick mustache.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, very tan.
Kind of looks like Jelly Roll.
Wears a lot of jewelry. You know, Steve. I just don't like it. Your dad goes by Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seemed
he
normal
goes by Chief,
for him.
Actually.
Yeah, he's Chief now.
Chief. That's a great one.
Even his friends call him. So the origin was, you know, little grandkids who couldn't say Grandpa Steve, and they're Grandpa Chief.
Yeah, Grandpa Chief.
And so he just became Chief.
Chief.
But now
is
even,
great.
Like, his buddies at the golf club just all call him Chief, so.
All right, finally, we will wrap it up. I haven't checked the prep service in the last few days. I assumed there would be some Jelly Roll news, and wouldn't you know, there is some Jelly Roll news just from this morning.
How can that be?
Every single day, it's something new. This one was Jelly Roll teases next big career move.
Oh, no.
So,
he's gonna
sign
be
me
one
up.
Of,
I'm in. I need to know.
He's going to be one of those cross-platform guys. Like, he's gonna do it all. What are they like a
Mark Wahlberg,
like a triple threat?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jared Leto, you know, a triple threat. Oh, he does music, he does acting. Is it acting?
Get some producing in there.
Is it acting?
Directing.
It
directing.
Is a form of acting.
Okay.
It's voice acting. He is going to be a part of a new animated movie called Goat. And it is actually being produced by Steph Curry from the NBA. The group making the film is the group behind, they did K-pop Demon Hunters. They did Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, my God. Taylor
and,
loves them both.
It's called GOAT. It is going to come out later this year. All I have here is that it says it is set in an all-animal world that follows Will, a small goat with big dreams, who gets a once-in-a-lifetime shot to join the pros and play Roarball, a high-intensity, co-ed, full-contact sport dominated by the fastest, fiercest animals in the world.
Okay.
Will's new teammates aren't thrilled about having a little goat on their roster,
okay.
But Will's
like the little goat that could.
Yeah, he's determined to revolutionize the sport and prove once and for all that smalls can ball.
So Goat Rudy.
Yeah, Goat Rudy.
Yeah, Goat Rudy.
Is he playing
huge names?
Is he playing Will?
He's a smaller character. He's playing Grizz, a brutish grizzly bear Roarball player. That's Jelly Roll. Other names, though, that you're going to hear the voices, Gabrielle Union, Steph Curry will be in it as well, Nick Kroll, Patton Oswalt, Jennifer Hudson, Wayne Knight, Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee, Dwayne Wade, Aisha Curry, Kevin Love, Angel Reese, a lot of NBA players making some appearances there.
This is a show, not a movie.
That's coming out. It's a movie coming out.
It's
says
a movie.
February 13th, 2026, animated film.
So they've already done all their work.
Yeah, Jelly Roll released, like he shared the trailer or whatever, okay. And he's like, y'all, my voice is in an animated movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, this is the stepping stone for him, because now you start maybe with some voice acting, and then the next thing you know, he's playing a high-powered attorney in the city of Chicago, you know, working maybe a thoracic surgeon, you know, in New York City. Jelly Roll, the thoracic surgeon.
Jelly Roll, MD.
The possibilities are truly endless for Jelly Roll. When is this going to end?
I don't know that it's ever going to end.
What's that picture of us every time? It's so bad. It's so good. God, he looks. Me and him are twins.
I mean, it's like I know that doesn't make
do
you feel good.
No, it doesn't.
But like the it's so you did it's, such a good job that it's like I want to give you credit.
It's the dead eyes, dude, is what it is. It's the sad eyes.
If you just dyed your beard more brown,
I know.
It would have been insane.
It is insane. It's the same. It was so good, man. It's like Jelly Roll and Jelly Roll in 10 years is what it looks like. Oh, God. Thank you, Pauly.
Thank you, Pauly. All guests on Ben Woods.
I do see your kids wanting to go to see Grizz or
oh, yeah.
whatever. Goat. Whenever
sure.
that comes out next month.
Maybe their mom can take them. I'm not going to see Grizz. I'll tell you right now.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Well, guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. When we come back, football threesome. We'll look ahead to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Four big games this weekend. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. And if you are watching football, you absolutely can be setting Prize Picks lineups and winning real money. You're watching sports anyway. You might as well take advantage of all your sports knowledge and turn that into some real cash. In fact, you can win up to 2,000 times your money with Prize Picks. You're just picking against the numbers. It is more or less on stat projections. If you're watching football, check out quarterbacks, passing yardage, running backs, rushing yardage, all-purpose yardage, touchdown scored. It's more or less. It's really easy to play. It's really easy to get started with Prize Picks. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app and use code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. And Prize Picks is growing. They're actually developing new communities on Prize Picks with the new social feeds feature. You can share your Prize Picks picks with your friends, copy lineups with winners from a single click. Copy lineups you like, use them as an inspiration for your own picks. You can even follow Prize Picks partners all over the country and match picks with just one click on Prize Picks. Check it out today and make sure you take advantage of the free $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup with code KWFN at Prize Picks. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Prize Picks, good to be right.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna give away some San Diego State basketball tickets here in just a couple of minutes. Big game Saturday night against New Mexico at Viejas Arena, 5 p.m. tip-off. Eric Olin, the former UCSD coach, has done a really nice job in his first season with the Lobos. They are right there along with the Aztecs in contention for an NCAA tournament spot. So this is a very important game. We'll have some tickets to give away. First, though, talk some football with our football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Talk dirty to me.
We're talking end arounds, the best tight ends in the world, and going all the way in this game of inches.
2 inches short, maybe less.
Story of my life.
It's the NFL threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place, on 97.3, The Fan.
Personal foul, 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
All right, breaking with format a little bit, as there is no Thursday night game, of course, this week. Just four divisional round matchups, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. I believe you will hear three of the four of them here on 97.3. The Fan. We've got a UCSD basketball game on Saturday afternoon, but other than that, we'll have them all for you. It all starts, Woods, Saturday at 1:30 on CBS with the Buffalo Bills visiting the Denver Broncos. Denver, the number one seed, had the bye, but they're only favored by a point and a half. Just the season-long trend of we don't trust them.
Yes,
the Denver Broncos.
They keep proving people wrong, man. They really do. They keep proving people wrong. Still taking the Bills. If I had to guess, I don't gamble anymore, but I would take the Bills.
I thought the Bills were going to lose the first game to the Jets. They nearly did.
They almost did.
It was a very close game. I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't take the Denver Broncos in this game.
Okay.
But apparently the bettors don't tend to agree with me because it's a 1.5-point spread on the road, which means they think Buffalo's the better team.
Yes.
Home games are generally worth about three points. So neutral field, that means Buffalo would be favored by 1.5. And in Buffalo, they'd be favored by 4.5 points,
right,
according to that spread. So they think Buffalo is the better team. Josh Allen's definitely the better quarterback.
He is.
But there's a lot of other players on the team. And I think Denver has generally had all the other better players over the course of this season.
Better defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna ride with Buffalo. I like Josh
Allen. I like Josh
Allen
too. I
want them to make a run.
I do too. I want to see it. This is the year to do it. You know, Josh Allen's like,
last week? Like it was no Mahomes, Lamar,
all gone.
Burrow, all those guys that have stood in your way in the AFC playoffs, they aren't there anymore.
This is that time.
No excuses.
Yeah,
gotta get it done.
Gotta get it done.
Generally, the divisional round has been the round for blowouts you won a wild card game, but now you're playing against the good teams. There's only one game that is not, the spread isn't within about 3 points, and it's the second game on Saturday. The Seattle Seahawks, also the one seed, are favored by 7 against the San Francisco 49ers.
How much does the George Kittle injury factor into that?
I think quite a bit.
I do too.
I mean, it's not just that injury. I mean, the 49ers have been beset with injuries. Their only path to victory is the huge game for Christian McCaffrey, which can happen. You know, Brock Purdy has one of his make zero mistakes sort of games. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey has game, and they can keep this one close and have a chance to win on the road, but otherwise, I don't see how Seattle loses this one. They should win it fairly comfortably.
Really?
Yeah.
By seven or more?
Yeah. I would say I would take Seattle and lay the points on that one.
Okay. It's so decreed.
All right. On to Sunday.
This is an intriguing matchup to me.
The 12 noon game, the Houston Texans visiting the New England Patriots. The Texans have won 10 straight games. We were all surprised by that when we learned it after their first round playoff victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Problem, a little shorter week, shorter preparation for Houston, whereas New England's been, well, they had at least a little extra. No, they had one extra day. New England played Sunday night and Houston played Monday.
They played really well. New England, this is the battle of the ridiculously good defenses. So one thing I do want to remember, but make a mental note, Paulie. If the Patriots win, get audio of Drake May, who sounds like an auctioneer in training. We did a lot of time a couple weeks ago on auctioneers. You've never heard a faster talking quarterback in your whole life. No, it was right after Hughes' first playoff game. He was like, blah, 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 coming back here next year and do it again.
Gotta
love our defense. Gotta showing up now, not that defense, showing up now, showing up now, defense, showing up, throwing the ball around, running the football. He was unbelievable. It was like, dude, if you break your leg, you have a second career to fall right back on. So we got to remember, if they win, get as much Drake May as you can get.
All right.
Maybe even pregame. We'll see if he's fired up pregame.
My big concern for the Texans, and defensively, they'll keep it close. This will be a low score. It's the lowest over under.
The lowest over under.
40.5 of the weekend. Oh, we got it?
Debut, yes. In front of this crowd, can you describe what this experience was like for you?
Yeah, how about that defense, man? Congrats to the defense. What a night. It was so fun to watch. Props to the fans. That was a great environment. I got these big boys behind me. We're missing a couple, but these guys, man, wow. I'm rocking them with it anytime, any place. Looking forward to be back at home next week.
Good
great
God!
Win.
I have not heard that.
You get it all down now. I'm looking forward to be back at home now. Gotta love that home cooking down here in England. Hey, yeah, come on now. We're going to run football. We're going to throw big boys coming out behind me now. He's unbelievable. I was crying laughing when I saw that. I go, well, that's gonna be a thing for us.
Houston, they ended up pulling away and winning so easily against Pittsburgh, but C.J. Stroud looked...
That's what you guys said. I couldn't watch it.
Rattled.
I'm 59.
Drake, really nice game. Defense obviously picked you guys up, but how'd you guys move the ball today?
75-1. 61-1. 61-1.
How many yards did you rush for?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, great win. You're on to the championship game, sir.
I can't believe
I can do the auctioneer hour any day of the week here on Ben and Woods. Any day of the week. Have Drake, May, and Ben talking to each other on the phone.
Yep, yep. All right.
Yep, uh-huh, yeah, sure. Yeah, all right, sounds good. Yep.
So, yeah. Upshot, I've got fast-talking Drake, May, and New England in this one.
Oh, man. I think I do too. I'm going to take New England, the home team.
And then finally, we always do our most intriguing game. I think this is by far, this is the most intriguing game. The final game of the divisional round, 3:30 NBC on Sunday. The LA Rams at the Chicago Bears. Wind chill is expected to dip down to almost zero at Soldier Field.
Wow.
Which is not advantageous to a Los Angeles team, probably.
Is it even advantageous to the Bears at that point?
I don't know. It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold in Chicago.
You're never really used to that. But you know, Caleb Williams, don't forget where he played, you know, his college football. I mean, he's not that hardened by the weather in Chicago yet, I would bet. But, Benny, you got to remember with this Bears team, it's been the team of miracles, really. Like, the fourth quarter comebacks, they're a massive fourth quarter, second half team, but really the fourth quarter. 25 points to win that playoff game against the Packers. And can they do it again? See, can they keep that up?
What everyone forgets is that magical team, the team that always comes back in the fourth quarter, they're putting themselves in that spot for a reason.
Yes, exactly.
It's because they're really... Yeah, they may be gutty, and they may be unintimidated at the end of the games, but they keep putting themselves in bad situations, and eventually it's going to burn you.
The numbers say that it can't last forever.
And the Rams are a better team than the Packers.
They are.
And I don't think Chicago can put themselves in that position again. I will take the Rams. The Rams are favored in this game.
They are.
3.5 points
they
on the road.
On the road.
And I will take the Rams to end the magical season of the Bears, but I'm not 100% sure about that
which
one.
Which makes it the most intriguing matchup.
It makes it
matchup.
Kind of interesting to me to see if Chicago can keep it going, because they're an amazing story.
Well, I just hope, because the NFL playoffs were so good. They were so good.
First week was
amazing.
Last
week was just incredible. Couple of clunkers, but even those were enjoyable to many native San Diegans like yourself, Ben. But it was such good football. So I hope that trend continues.
I do think that a Rams-Seahawks NFC championship and a Patriots-Bills AFC championship would both be divisional rivalry games. But Denver-New England would be classically entertaining as well.
Yeah, there's no real bad matchups here, so this is what happens.
All right, let's give away some Aztecs basketball tickets before we do anything else. We've got tickets for Saturday night's game, 5 o'clock tip-off at Viejas Arena against the New Mexico Lobos. And if you're the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973, we'll give you a pair. You can get your own tickets by going to GoAztecs.com. Aztecs going for their 7th win in a row. This would be a big one. New Mexico is right up there with the big dogs in the Mountain West. So important game Saturday night. You can win a pair of tickets at 833-288-0973. I will come back, wrap things up on a Throwback Thursday with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the 97.3 The Fan, Bill Howe Studios, Bill Howe Plumbing, we know how. Ben Woods wrapping things up on a Thursday. I will be heading out to SDFC training to hear from Mikey Varas, Anders Dreyer, and Emmanuel Boateng, the team announcing this morning that they have reached an agreement on a new contract through this coming season with a club option through June 2027 with forward Emmanuel Boateng, who came in 15 matches last year and became an increasingly important figure with SDFC as the season rolled on, and he will remain with the club as well. So more consistency as they take season one into season two here, Woods, for SDFC.
When is the home opener, Benjamin?
The first game is the CONCACAF Champions Cup game against
the MLS home opener.
Not until February,
okay.
I believe. But they do have, I think actually all the games are in February. Let's see, I've got the schedule right here for you. Don't have the schedule right here for you. Thought I did. Montreal, Saturday, February 21st is the first regular season MLS home opener against CF Montreal.
That is on a Saturday.
Yes.
We will be leaving the following morning, the three of us, for Padres spring training. They will not have played one. They will not have played one spring training game. We will already have an SDFC result for the regular season under our belt as we head out to Peoria for spring training.
And remember, they were playing long after.
Yes.
The Padres were done as well into early December, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a quick turnaround. We had a fun conversation with Mikey Varis earlier on the program today. All right, let's check traffic one last time. We'll miss it. Some of the Padres' top headlines and more to wrap things up next here on 97.3 The Fan. Another international signing for the Padres this morning. Francis Romero tweeting that the Padres have officially signed shortstop Timothy Mogan from Curaçao for a $600,000 bonus, as Mogan is a particularly fast, high IQ athlete with hitting ability. Picture of him standing along with his family. They just look so young.
Oh, man. When we were
16-year-olds that they sign internationally.
When we were out there this week and some of the young kids are coming through, I mean, we're talking green, wet behind the ears. Like, now, the juxtaposition between the old fantasy camp guys and the young, up and comers for the San Diego Padres is pretty staggering. But yeah, man, they're like little dudes, like they're little men out there running around the Peoria Sports Complex right now. And these guys getting signed, and will be probably when will they head out and
they'll probably go to the Dominican facility first to start there for at least because they have English language classes and continuing education at their facility in the Dominican Republic. And then the guys who do well will eventually make their way to the United States and the minor league system. Francis Romero also reporting the Padres have signed Cuban right-handed pitcher Jordan Perez for $300,000. Right now, fastball 88 to 91 with a plus slider, strike-throwing machine.
Good.
And that comes after the news earlier this morning that the Padres spent over $1 million on another Cuban
shortstop
center fielder who's considered one of, if not the best, Cuban prospect in baseball this offseason.
Who was the number one? Who went overall in the international?
I mean, it's not a draft, but it's just
a ranking.
Like the Cardinals signed a Dominican outfielder for $2.3 million this morning. Cincinnati Reds signed a Dominican outfielder for $3 million. So, you have your bonus pool, and you can decide whether you throw most of it at one player. The Padres did that a couple of times with Ethan Salas and Leodalis DeVries. They saved it all last year for Roki Sasaki and didn't get him. So then we're kind of filling in the gaps the rest of the year with guys who went unsigned. Seems like this year, based on these early signings, the Padres are going for a deeper class, but not the highest. Like the Giants signed shortstop Luis Hernandez from Venezuela, $5 million. He's maybe considered the number one
kind
of prospect Luis internationally.
Hernandez. He's 17 years old. And signed for $5 million with the Giants.
The biggest signing this morning, that was Joniel Hernandez, was the shortstop for the Padres at $1.4 million.
The Athletics spent $4 million on a third baseman, Jonesy Colomé.
I mean, every team will spend, hopefully, their entire international, if you're doing it right, you're spending your entire bonus pool eventually over the course of the year. Just question is, do you do it all up front for a one or two guys, or do you kind of wait and do it piecemeal and get more guys? And that's a valid strategy because sometimes these big signings don't work out and then you have nothing to fall back on. Maybe you sign seven or eight different players and, one or two of them hit and you feel like, oh, that was a smart strategy. So.
Yeah, Wandy Asigen, shortstop, for sure I butchered that name, 16 years old, the Mets signed him. He's ranked number one per Fangraphs. Did not get the most bonus pool money. That, again, went to Luis Hernandez from the Giants. But it was really interesting. I've mentioned it a few times, but getting a chance to talk to Logan White out there and have him do a speech for the fantasy campers, A.J. Preller's former right-hand man, scout of the year, spent many years with the Dodgers, many years with the Padres. You're not going to find, Ben, like a more captivating. I'm so bummed you missed it. You would have loved it. Paulie,
it was so
good.
So cool.
And normally, you're in there, you're after a couple of games, your body's tightening up, and you're like, I just want to go quit asking questions. But every question that was asked, you're like, he's a great question. And he would answer it so honestly. And, you know, they talked about that class of Adrian Morejon and those guys. And he didn't mention this name, but I there was one guy in that class that widely regarded as, you know, a guy that Padres threw a lot of money. That was Michel Baez. And that he's one of those guys that scouts will talk about, Ben, 100% across the board, cannot miss prospect. He will not miss. Now, he did make the big leagues. He made the big leagues, and that is a tremendous accomplishment. Everybody on the planet had that dude earmarked as the next great one, and it just didn't work out. So
it's not a total L, because like you said, he made it big to leagues? The big leagues.
Of course.
Like that.
Of course.
That is a feather in your cap if you're a scout.
Yeah, 100%. But
you aren't just quite looking for guys to make it to the big leagues. That's how you keep your job.
Right.
But getting guys that can get to the big league and perform and stick around,
exactly.
That's how you get real job security.
That's exactly right. And it just goes to show you, man, like, can't get too high about these moves. Can't get too low about these moves either. Quantity may be the best way to use your international draft pool money.
Michel Baez had an 8 ERA for the Conspiradores de Querétaro in the Mexican League last year.
It's just is insane, yeah. Man. He was injured. But again, across the board in baseball, like one of the elite can't miss prospects. And we had him, and it just didn't work out. And they spent a lot of money on him. Adrian Morejon was another guy that was in very, you know, danger of going down.
Same path.
And look at him now.
Figured it out.
The best left-handed reliever in baseball.
He's going to make a
money well spent.
I mean, he has another good season. He's going to make a good, even as a relief pitcher, a good amount of money in free agency next year, unless Padres get an extension done between now and then. That'll be one of the interesting stories of the season. Padres do have those in-season early. Usually happens like end of spring training, early in the season, like Jackson Merrill last year. That kind of came out of nowhere. Oh, I wasn't expecting a Jackson Merrill contract extension. But you do see those sometimes from the Padres. Adrian Morejon would be one of my bets if they do one of those
prime candidate
early in the year.
Prime candidate for an extension for Adrian Morejon. It is just electric. And I loved he did the that dinner on Monday night, Ben, the San Diego Sports Awards, and he won an award and had Ruben with him and gave, you know, 90% of the credit to Ruben Niebla's unwavering confidence in him. So, again, Ruben continuing to prove what an invaluable resource he is for the San Diego Padres.
His name, Ruben's name, came up a lot the last week out at fantasy camp,
like
talking with
believe.
Alumni, yes. Talking with, it didn't matter, clubbies, trainers, whoever.
Everybody.
Like, his name always seems to come up, and I've never heard one negative thing, even close to negative thing, said about him.
It does feel like someone has to have the final say. So Craig Stammen is the manager. But in many ways, it feels to me like Craig Stammen and Ruben Niebla are co-managers.
That always works well.
Of the San Diego Padres. But, you know, I do think that they both have the personality. Like, Craig Stammen's not going to be afraid to, you know, delegate to Ruben. He's going to have a lot of responsibilities.
I think if you're Craig Stammen, you just, honestly, if it were me, if I was in Craig Stammen's role, you know what I would do to Ruben Niebla? Go. Enjoy. Like, just report back. Let me know how it's going. That wouldn't be a pie that I needed to get my fingers on in. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I'm leaving. This is your baby. So go do
But I think the fun part for Craig Stammen is going to be like sitting down with Ruben every 100%. Day. 100%. Like, you know, all right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about these arms. Let's talk about the pen. Let's get going. And I mean, those two guys together, I feel, could be unstoppable.
Could be great. And I talked to many, many people in the organization that continued to bring up with Craig Stammen the amount of respect that he has in the clubhouse. They just couldn't stop talking about it and a couple of these guys actually played with him. And they said it's just so rare. It's so rare for the middle reliever to be able to command a room. So again, that gets me excited about the upcoming season. He's going to make his mistakes. There is no question about it. It's going to be a lot very fast for him, but we'll see how it goes. excited about the person that he is.
And now the Padres have another resource in the front office in Bud Black after the news yesterday. Black joining as a senior advisor for baseball operations. That was somewhat Mike Schilt's role when before he became the manager. And, you know, we've seen other big league skippers, Scott Service, in the organization as well.
He's still here, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while, but, you know, probably Ellis, get a full list. Yeah, you know, get good baseball people that AJ likes to surround himself with. And I think that's always the great sign of what AJ does. All right, that's it. We are done for a Thursday. We'll come back tomorrow on a Friday and wrap things up for the week. Just the second week of the year. It's already been a busy 2026. For Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Brayden Frank coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, everybody. So long.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.